AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Testimony resuming today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The discussion this morning, however, will be on whether Trump has violated a gag order in the case.
During jury selection last week, prosecutors called for Trump to be held in contempt for what they say were multiple violations of the gag order on social media. Prosecutors have pointed to a post in which Trump shared a New York Post opinion piece that called Trump's former attorney and key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, a serial perjurer. In another post cited by prosecutors, Trump quoted a Fox News commentator who baselessly claimed that liberal activists were lying to try and get on the jury.
ABC's Mark Remillard. President Biden headed to Tampa, Florida today. He is campaigning there on the abortion issue. Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, with exceptions for rape, incest, and to save the life of the mother. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing and expanding on college campuses. 150 arrests were made at NYU last night. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison's Parks Division is updating its park and open space plan, and it wants input from the public. Park staff is working with consultants to hold a series of open houses to introduce the project and get feedback. The open houses are drop-in sessions at different places around town in April and May. The first opportunity is Thursday night at the Warner Park Recreation Center. Parks officials say they expect the process to take all year. Dane County officials say they want to develop a solar energy site at a former county-owned landfill in Verona. Plans are for a solar array to power its campus in Verona, which includes a nursing home, a food pantry, and a food service facility. Methane has powered the campus since the 1990s, but the supply is starting to run low. County Executive Joe Parisi says a solar array in Verona makes sense. The next step is to find a partner to help develop the site. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers let one slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched his 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run, but manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asks if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers war room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where, you know, we feel really good about where it's at. And we'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to 67 for a high, a bit breezy today with wind southwest to west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage.
Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show and we talk yacht rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer, Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
For centuries now, criminal defense attorneys have always been risk averse, and ordinarily it is just too risky to put your client on the stand. They never know as much as the prosecutors, and there are tons of bad things that can happen. After all, once the jury loses faith in a particular witness, including your client, and they don't believe him, then you're pretty much sunk. But I happen to think, and I'm sure I'm in the minority, there is a decent chance that Donald Trump will testify.
Really?
Number one, yes.
No. Danny Savalas, legal lad. Yeah, Renato Mariotti said he doesn't think he will testify, but, you know, we can always just keep poking, because I think he's too chicken, don't you?
Me too.
Chicken Trump. Mm-hmm. Super chicken. Okay. Because we didn't have a ton of time with Renato. One of the things that would be great about it is it opens up, they can talk about all these prior bad acts, right? And so that was the thing he got all grumpy about. They can talk about the E. Jean Carroll, Access Hollywood tape.
I think they already read the transcript into the record.
Yes, yes. Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. Blue Wave Maureen says, I love today that Donald Trump has to sit and squirm and pass gas and fall asleep while important people have the floor to discuss his horrible acts, and he can't say a word. I love that 18 people are judging him every minute of the day while he's required to sit there. It is about damn time. Please enjoy. You have earned this. Enjoy. Trump detester tweets, imagine how much of a global embarrassment you must be that the entire world awaits in anticipation as to whether you're going to fall asleep, fart, and or yourself in court, and then a guy named Pecker is going to testify against you. Hashtag Trump smells like ass. You cannot get too immature on Twitter for me. I really appreciate it. More from Danny Savalas.
He believes he is smarter than anyone in the room.
Number two,
criminal defense attorneys will tell you that their clients in white-collar cases, I don't know why, but very particular to white-collar cases, they believe they have an explanation for absolutely everything. They believe the prosecution is a big misunderstanding, and if they can just take the stand, they can clear up all of the misunderstanding. It is a dangerous way of thinking, and arguably it's a way of thinking that made them white-collar criminal defendants in the first place.
Yes, you are smarter than everyone, Donald Trump. You really need to get up there.
Yep.
You are a big, strong, virile man with a giant, giant
poopy diaper.
No, I was going to say manhood is absolutely not a teeny tiny mushroom shape thing. You need to get up there and clear this all up. Okay, one more, Danny Savalas.
In a lot of high-profile cases, criminal defendants are actually taking the stand. Now, sometimes they lose, sometimes they win. Sometimes the facts are just horrible, and it really doesn't matter when you take the stand. But this is a singular case. Donald Trump believes he knows all. He believes he can overcome anything, or he may just think he has absolutely nothing to lose. He has the absolute constitutional right to testify no matter what his attorneys tell him not to do.
You are better and smarter than everybody. You really need to get up there and show us.
don't think you mean that.
What? Lindy Lee, who will join us to blow the roof off the sucker in Philadelphia for Sexy Liberal this Saturday, tweets Trump about David Pecker. Maybe he gets hit by a truck. Trump about the Ukraine envoy. She's going to go through some things. Trump to the Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by. Trump, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole country. He ain't nothing but a mob boss.
Yep.
But he just, like Rachel Maddow is correct. He just looks old and sad and scared and tired and just grumpy, super grumpy. Oh, did I even get to this with Renato Mariotti? I was saying it's going to be like the Nuremberg trials. The Trump trials are going to go on forever because they just keep finding bodies, crimes. Pardon?
It'll make OJ and McMartin look short.
Yes, yes. CNN tweeted, Donald Trump's valet, Walton Otto, was told if he was charged with lying to the FBI, Trump would pardon him when he won a second term in 2024, according to notes from an interview with a witness in the federal classified documents investigation. Yeah. How many counts of obstruction of justice are we going to find at the end of the day on top of all of these crimes? I mean, I don't know what we'll have to ask who's next? Glenn Kirshner, whoever our next legal lead is.
Glenn at the moment.
Yeah, just what do you call it? Judge, what's her name? Cannon makes this go away. Mm-hmm. So you can just have, they can uncover however many counts of obstruction. That just goes away too. Mm-hmm. The whole, it's just that's what's okay. All right, Jody, who said there is nothing wrong with trying to influence an election? It's called democracy.
Lev Parnas.
No, I already covered it. It's Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche.
Oh, okay.
Did he tell Blanche he's ready for his close-up? Okay. By the way, prosecutors objected and Judge Merchan sustained the objection. So, so far it sounds like good news for the first, day or so. Is today's day two? Pecker day two?
Pecker day two.
Okay. All right. Renato did give me a happy ending for day two of second Pecker day. Okay. Who said the prosecution's case is about a criminal conspiracy? Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then he covered up that criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again.
Ron Paul.
Your guesses are wrong and have no theme. Be the prosecution. We already covered that. Oh my God, Olivia Nuzzi, I loved her description. Trump is tilting his head dramatically and making trout-like movements with his mouth as he listens to Judge Merchan. He's communicating with noted flounder Maria Bartiromo, who looks like a flounder. Sean, you weren't here for that, but her eyes are entirely too far apart.
They are.
Yeah. So I think that's what that was a special code for Maria Bartiromo, the trout-like movements. Okay. All right. Michael in the Bronx. Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Sexy Liberal Mama.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? I know this is the contempt hearing, and this is more than enough chance to put Trump.
You almost call him OJ?
For contempt.
Same.
Because, well, the whole thing is that people are saying that, you can't jail Trump for his wealthy celebrity status. And they jail OJ, who also had wealthy celebrity status for over 450 days. And there's a hell of a lot more against Trump than it was on OJ. All right. So the thing is that stop giving this guy special treatment. And when it comes to flight risk, Trump is the one with his own plane. You don't think he's a flight risk?
Yeah. And by the way, Lazy Boy didn't campaign any more than he is now. He can still do his stupid rallies on the weekend. Liza tweets, we need a fresh synonym for schadenfreude, where pathological hubris is followed by profound public humiliation.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. We've over-schadenfreuded, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Maricel says, nobody playing with a full deck thinks giving the nuclear codes to Sleepy Farty Boy again is a good idea. # Sleepy Fart Boy is trending.
You're having way too much fun.
Actually, yeah. This whole thing was just made for me. JoJo from Jers, our buddy, our pal, who will join us Saturday in Philly, said he can't stay awake for 5 minutes. He smells up the courtroom with his rancid flatulence. He won't look at the jury. Not one member of his family there is there to support him. And he looks like this. Who the is like, yeah, that drug-addled Oompa Loompa loser should be president again? Can I just say that panel is going to be on fire? It will be en fuego with Lindy Lee and Joe Jurgers and Glenn Kirshner. And God knows how many more crimes. But what? Today's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
Saturday. That's all I'm saying. Okay. All right. Where am I? Charlie Pierce coming up. Oh, I'm sorry. Speaking of, can I have my sexy liberal music, please? That's where I was going. Mommy's a little disorganized this morning. Let's see. Sue tweets, you can't go wrong. VIP is a must. It really is. There is lugging. It's the opposite of the Seinfeld episode. There's learning. There's hugging. There's crying. There's laughing. It's fantastic, the meet and greet. Melissa in Virginia says, I went solo for D.C. Sexy Liberal in September 2022. It was great. Met some fabulous Steph heads. I'll be going solo for Chicago Sexy Liberal in August and D.C. in January 2025. I can't wait. I'm telling you, go. You will make friends. We keep telling the story of all these friends that came. They met each other at a meet and greet, and they're lifelong friends, and they travel around like good Steph heads. Get it. SexyLiberal.com. Oh, also, we forgot to say. Sorry, I'm screaming at you. The merch is here. The official Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour merch is here. Hats and shirts and hoodies and all that stuff. We've already ordered ours. They're on the way. Baseball shirts for Jody and I, of course. And then a, you know, size Hulk black T-shirt for Chris.
Right.
We'll get you one, Sean. Just give me your size. Okay. Anyway, SexyLiberal.com. Get the new official merch. Wear it to the show. Do it. All right. We had Dino, speaking of sexy liberals, Dino Badawa on yesterday. And, you know, all this stuff going on at the campus is interesting, going on Columbia where he is and at USC, my alma mater. I was saying I really appreciate how he is speaking out. I appreciate how AOC answered a question from Mehdi Hasan yesterday, mm-hmm. who also tweeted. Dean tweeted, there's no place for anti-Jewish hate in support of Palestinian humanity. If you're an anti-Semite, do not support Palestinians because we do not want you.
Right.
Please protest Netanyahu's brutal war crimes, his killing of thousands of Palestinian women and children, his collective punishment of 2 million people in Gaza, etc. But do not target Jews for their faith. And Mehdi Hasan said, let's be clear, if you're attacking or abusing Jews for being Jews, for their clothing, language, customs, or ethnicity, you're an awful person. You're a bigot and anti-Semite, and you are no friend of Palestine or Palestinians.
Thank you.
We need more on this dialogue. And Joe Walsh, who's going to, former Republican congressman, who's going to join us, next week. He made a good point that I'd forgotten. He said, don't ever forget this. These pro-Palestinians demonstrations in America began the day after October 7th, before the Israeli counteroffensive even began. These demonstrations aren't about the lives of the people of Gaza. They're about hating Jews and getting rid of Israel. So, you know, as someone else said, you were never really protesting human rights. If that's, you know, after that atrocity and the worst slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust, that wasn't the time, you know, to so... Anyway, thank you, Dean, and thank you, Mehdi. Thank you, AOC. I think it's something that moves the dialogue forward, and I hope to a two-state solution, for everybody. All right. I need a thing. We have 18 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up. JoJo from Jurors. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Right in there. You don't think I agreed to 15 cities. Not. I was obviously drinking something. It was this. It was Morning Kick. Love it. It is 10 supplements in one. It's not a waste of, I don't like to just drink regular water. I see you do it. It's not good at it. This is strawberry lemonade flavor, and then my water is better than your water, is all I'm saying.
It's so competitive.
Because I have ashwagandha in there.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Powerful new formula. Helps support my joints, gives you energy, makes me think clearer. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. Some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your well-being, or you just want to feel younger and be able to lie about it like I do.
You're not in your 50s?
No. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
I have never found the antics of deviants to be one bit amusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm in the forest. Can you see this? And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right. Yeah. I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I'm howling for you.
Stephanie Miller.
All right.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Charlie Pierce coming up in just a few minutes. Elliot in Albuquerque. Hey, Elliot. Welcome. Hello, Elliot.
Elliot. Elliot.
Stephanie Miller.
I'll be right
here. I can't
here.
Wait for you guys to come back to Albuquerque.
Me too. Go ahead.
Listen, Republicans are ruining irony.
Yes.
Just destroying anything fun that has to deal with irony. But listen, when you guys come back to town, because I was at the last show, I still have that suggestion for John Fugel, Huge Wang. You guys could do it more like a Gallagher show, where he just comes out and smashes fruit, covers the first couple rows.
Yes, with his enormous manhood. Thank you for that, Elliot. I'm glad he was finally there so I didn't have to keep doing my E.T. impression. Sean could tell I was going to go on that for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah. Elliot, I'll be right here. Ouch.
Okay. That's about my phone system. Ouch. Okay. We can't wait. May. Albuquerque's in May. Philly, you're up next Saturday. And then we've got Madison and then Albuquerque. And then what's going on in June? June is Seattle. June 1st, Seattle. June 22nd, Denver. And then on and on we go. SexyLiberal.com. Oh, today's an anniversary, by the way. Where am I here? Hold, please. It is 4 years ago today. Hold, please. Hang on. Hang on, I'll find it. I believe it's a shove a UV light up your ass and drink bleach day.
Yes,
4 years ago today that we were on our 19th COVID nervous breakdown, mm-hmm. as I recall. As I recall, Sean.
Very powerful light. We're testing than every other nation.
Seems to me that we might not see you this time next year.
That goes away with the heat.
Though you try, you just can't hide. Your voice is full of fear. You better stop.
When somebody's the president, the authority is total.
Here it comes.
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
Here it comes.
I think it's a very nasty question.
Here it comes.
You're so disgraceful.
Here it comes. It's a COVID-19 nervous breakdown.
You know you're a fake. You know that.
Trump, he's too blind.
Your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake.
God's just insane.
See, maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor.
And he wants to put America back to work. But that'll make all these matters worse for me.
Playing all the oldies. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah, it was April 23rd, 2020, 4 years ago today. Trump suggested we attack COVID by injecting disinfectant into people's bodies or by, quote, sticking a very powerful light inside the body. Okay, just to, you know, for those of you that celebrate. Oh, my God.
Hi.
And by the way, this is what it's brought us. It was Republicans in New Hampshire are moving to remove its requirement for children to get the polio vaccine. It would be the first state in the nation to do so. And Rick Wilson said, absolutely insane. Every parent who refuses to allow their child to be vaccinated for polio should be criminally prosecuted when that child is in an iron log suffering a lifetime of paralysis.
Yep.
Thank you. Ugh.
That should be child abuse.
Yes. Trumpism is what we're, you know, is still going to be dealing with. Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Hello, Marie.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the opening statement yesterday. Trump's lawyer. I actually kind of feel sorry for the guy because he's got a client who's talking about how he's going to take the stand. So he knows that he can't overpromise and he can't say something his client's going to testify to because he might still be able to talk him out of it.
Right.
So it was just sort of this, like, throw everything at the wall and hope it creates some reason for somebody to be looking out for something to doubt. It's a horrible position for a defense lawyer to be in.
Yeah. I don't feel an ounce of sympathy, but you're a better person than I, Marie. You're a bigger man than I am. Thank you. All right. Here's a sliver of good news. A January 6th defendant who brought a Confederate flag to the Capitol and wore an I Love Trump beanie. Shouldn't that be an extra charge? I think so. As he assaulted police officers with chemical spray, partially blinding two of them for hours, has been sentenced to 30 months in prison. So we apparently still have some semblance of a Justice Department. Also, one more. The answer is Liz Cheney. Who said if Trump's January 6th case is delayed, the public may never hear critical and historic evidence developed before the grand jury, and our system may never hold the man most responsible for January 6th to account?
Sean Comiskey.
No, I told you beforehand. It's Liz Cheney.
I'm sorry.
Sean is smart enough to have said that, but he didn't. Charlie Pierce next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Testimony resuming today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The discussion this morning, however, will be on whether Trump has violated a gag order in the case.
During jury selection last week, prosecutors called for Trump to be held in contempt for what they say were multiple violations of the gag order on social media. Prosecutors have pointed to a post in which Trump shared a New York Post opinion piece that called Trump's former attorney and key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, a serial perjurer. In another post cited by prosecutors, Trump quoted a Fox News commentator who baselessly claimed that liberal activists were lying to try and get on the jury.
ABC's Mark Remillard. President Biden headed to Tampa, Florida today. He is campaigning there on the abortion issue. Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, with exceptions for rape, incest, and to save the life of the mother. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing and expanding on college campuses. 150 arrests were made at NYU last night. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man accused of killing and mutilating a 19-year-old college student in Milwaukee is pleading not guilty. Maxwell Anderson was in court Monday. He's charged in the death of Sharday Robinson. Her severed remains have been turning up around Milwaukee County since after police say the two went on a date on April 1st. Women running for public office are 3 to 4 times more likely than men to get threats of political violence. And it's not just candidates. Women working as aides and journalists are also getting more threats.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
Erin Veraldi is with the group Vote, Run, Lead. She recommends states enact stronger protection for people in public office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Can you imagine shooting a film for 78 days with 200 stunt workers? Furiosa, a Mad Max saga director, George Miller, did just that. But it wasn't the whole movie. It was only a 15-minute action sequence. Insiders say the scene is so intense in the Furiosa prequel that Miller might have topped what he did in Mad Max Fury Road. The film will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 15th and hits theaters in the U.S. on May 24th. And actors can sometimes be dramatic news. Giancarlo Esposito says he considered planning his own murder for the life insurance money so he could take care of his family. IndieWire reports that before the 5-time Emmy nominee landed the role of Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, he was so down from being unemployed as an actor, he gave it serious thought. Ultimately, Esposito decided he'd rather be in his kids' lives, even without money. If he had decided to hire someone to off himself, it might have been nice if he tried to hire a fellow out-of-work actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to 67 for a high, a bit breezy today with wind southwest to west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show. On our next show, Todd's going to be back in the studio here in Madison, and we'll have our normal Tuesday tangents with Luke Mathers and talk about a town hall on the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
the motion to vacate, because I don't think the American people are going to stand behind that at this period of time. I don't think Republican districts are going to stand behind that at this point. These issues are coming at us so fast and furious from around the world that we need real problem solvers to stand up and stick their chin up and be ready to walk through. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is part of the Ponzi scheme called Donald Trump. It's this fear-mongering, it's this hot air that just doesn't really solve any problems.
By the way, even the right-wing media is starting to turn on her, which is a fantastic edition of Bag of Rats. What did they, cover of New York Post had her Moscow Marge loses. fight. Big Bag of Rats. Okay, let's talk to our friend. Look who's here.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, all. Good morning, all, from the Boston Bureau.
People,
as he steals a line from Reverend Fugelsang.
People are very excited about Boston Sexy Liberal. They would like me to bring Lawrence O'Donnell along with you, because then Boston would explode.
I'm from Worcester, and Lawrence is from Dorchester, so you could... There won't be an R, present anywhere in the house.
So, Charlie, I don't even know where to start with this trial. Can I just say that I am enjoying every moment of his obvious, humiliation, I guess.
Yes, the Schadenfreude Fest is, I actually wrote a column about this for an upcoming issue of the actual magazine, Esquire. The trials that have done him the most damage are the ones that are basically about his interactions with other fairly ordinary people.
Right.
I mean, the ones with the grand, constitutional issues are all fine, but it was, E. Jean Carroll and, the people he defrauded, and now, Stormy Daniels and who else? Karen McDougal and the Kilgore Rangerettes or whoever else he was involved with. He's being destroyed, not so much as a viable candidate as a viable member of human society.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he keeps saying all those descriptions. He just looks sad and angry and old and tired. Greg Sargent, I guess, made the case Trump's frequent outbursts are actually doing significant damage to his image as an alpha male with the mental and physical fortitude needed to take on the nefarious forces bent on weakening the United States. He said the story of the authoritarian is that he's a strong man and that the rules don't apply to him. But to see him in this situation where he continues to lash out, but the reality, the construct of the courtroom, he's not the alpha. He's falling asleep. He's subjected to censure. That messes with his core attraction. He said his actions are making him look sad and trapped and small. I think I saw a cartoon of him as a rat in a corner.
Well, I mean, as you said, as you're pointing out, he's also, ignited the Armageddon of Big Bag of Rats. This is the biggest bag of rats we've seen yet.
Yeah. Well, also, I love this. CNN pointed out that a source told her it's driving him, Trump, crazy that there's nobody there. There's like, a dozen of his supporters have, despite him constantly calling for, huge protest?
Yes. What was he calling for the other day? Storming the steps of the courthouses all over America.
Yawn.
What does he expect? A bunch of people in, Ottumwa, Iowa are going to, storm the traffic court or something on his behalf?
Yeah. As I was saying, even the lady in the dinosaur outfit that fakes orgasms didn't show up. I mean, I don't know what is happening. I can't get enough of these. Asked how he's doing, not well by all accounts, not happy at all, I'm told. CNN reporting, he's just mad at the world that he's in the courtroom. Jamie Gangle said, I think a lack of control is going to be the key thing as we watch over the next 4 to 6 weeks. The other day, the judge told him to sit down. He's not used to people speaking that way to him. The other thing is Donald Trump is really not used to starting his day at 9 or 9:30 in the morning. He famously would not show up to the Oval until 11:30. He's going to be having to show up when court is called and stay. I mean, just the effect this is having on him psychologically, you can almost see it physically, can't you?
Well, I mean, far be it from me to suggest how Judge Merchan does his job, but maybe we should give Donald the Bobby Seale treatment for a while.
But Charlie, what's your take on, you know, we keep saying, I get it that he's the nominee for president again, but this bank of microphones that he goes out and does his little tiny accordion and says witch hunt over and over, like, what do they have to cover him? Because he just, I mean,
I don't think so. I think you could rely on the pool reporters in the courtroom to cover this little, puppet show he puts on every afternoon.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the idea that television networks, need their own cameras to cover these, incredible, little spasms of undigested outrage he comes up with. No, I don't think so.
Well, CNN covering it, Caitlin Collins, I love this, aired it. And then said, well, obviously none of that is true. So that's your other option. So you have to fact check them in real time. Here's the thing about this is a Biden, prosecution. She said this is a case that was brought here in Manhattan. Trump was indicted by a grand jury here that heard the evidence here. And now it's going to be a jury of 12 people that will decide his future. Just him repeating this is a Biden trial, right?
He is an ordinary criminal defendant. And I think, anything that encourages him to believe himself to be something more is doing a disservice to us all.
Yeah. So we had Renato Mariotti.
Yeah, there's some guy down the hall being tried for aggravated assault who is exactly in the same position as Donald Trump is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious. Fox News going, he's 77 and it's cold in the courtroom.
Jesse Waters thinks that, he's being treated worse than the guys at Gitmo.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's not cold at Gitmo.
Right.
Okay? Right. That's not a problem in freaking Cuba.
So we had Renato Mariotti today said he does not think Trump will take the stand. Danny Savalos, we played, thinks he might. It's hard to say with him. Of course, no sane attorney would put the biggest liar in the world on the stand. But, Trump always has to show he's in control. I mean, Tim, one of his former attorneys, what's that guy, Tim Parlatore, said, I don't think he should. He was asked if Trump testifying would increase or decrease the chances of a conviction. He said, it would significantly increase it because if the jury disbelieves him on anything, however small, that's something that they're going to hold against him and be much more likely to convict. Not to mention, you open the door to all his previous bad acts and everything else you want to talk about, right?
Right. And first of all, why do all his lawyers sound like small towns in Italy? I got a snort from Mama. Excellent. My day is filled. My day is fulfilled. My work here is done. No, this is another thing over which he has no control. Mm-hmm. It's up to his lawyer whether he testifies or not.
Right. Right.
Assuming the lawyer's got, any backbone at all.
Yeah.
He can't just get up from the table and walk to the witness stand on his own.
Yeah. So now, what? I was not aware that American jurisprudence and democracy can be stopped by a toothache. But what's the deal? Somebody had a dentist appointment?
Yeah, that was yesterday. That was part. Well, the other part of the reason was that it was Passover.
Oh, right.
They ended early because it was the beginning of Passover, which is certainly understandable. Hey, you know what? This trial should be the most wide open trial in the world. It should be a clinic in how we do judicial business in this country.
Yeah.
If a juror says she has a toothache and has to go to the dentist, then cut the trial short. Let her go to the dentist.
Well, show how
open and honest we are.
But so he, of course, attacked the jury yesterday. So this is, I don't know, how many? Are we on the eighth violation of the gag order? What do you think
happened? Well, the gag order thing is a whole different, kettle of
yes,
crime. Digestive products. This is the guy should at least be paying a heavy fine now, and at the most be in the slam.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, one expert, Charlie, said, legal expert, said, I think juror attrition could be a real problem in this case. I mean, just do the math. Last week, we lost two jurors before the trial even began. When you think about it, you do lose jurors during a trial, blah, blah, blah. But in this case, you have an example where a juror goes home. They really start thinking about their duty, what this is going to entail. They come back and say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. He said, by the way, that happens from time to time. I've had it in organized crime cases. You have jurors who come up to the judge and say, I'll do anything, please. I don't want to be in this jury. I'm afraid. I mean, this is exactly what Trump and his friends at Fox News are hoping for, right?
I think that's their last ditch strategy, is to force a mistrial by stripping the jury, basically. I don't think that'll work, by the way, because I think there are probably 12 citizens in New York who want to pass judgment on this guy.
I have a legal, I probably should have done this with my legal lab, but maybe one of you, I'm just going to dub you temporary legal lads and ladies. Is there,
well,
we both
have law degrees from Law and Order.
Yes, yes. What's the difference between a hung jury or a mistrial?
A mistrial is what you get when you have a hung jury.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the outcome of a hung jury.
We've tried. You know, you sent us back to deliberate further four times. One jag off at the end of the bench won't change his mind. We're stuck.
Right.
And then the judge says, I have no choice but to declare a mistrial.
Whack.
And that means you can try him again, obviously.
Yes.
Extra points for the word jag off.
Well, and mistrials can be called for a number of reasons. That's one of them.
Got it. Okay. I mean, they're going to try whatever they can to blow this trial up, obviously. Mm-hmm. Charlie, you alert us to stuff we had not heard. Mississippi's Republican Governor Tate Reeves declares April Confederate Heritage Month, celebrating the racist slave-supporting traitors who fought against the Union. These are the Republicans who claim to be the party of Lincoln. And you said Governor Cletus's poll numbers are not doing what he wants them to do. That's so on brand for the Republican Party right now.
It's absolutely perfect. This guy is under fire from all. This guy's taking fire from every direction down there. You know, he bungled the Jackson water crisis. Some of the MAGA people he fought the expansion of Medicare, Medicaid, and that has become an absolutely devastating political stance to take now.
Yeah.
People have seen what the free federal money will do for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So now,
they don't feel, you know, like their incentive to work is gone.
Yeah. So now, we mentioned that you are assigned a Kennedy at birth. When you live in Massachusetts, you'll be bringing just one of them, any of them, to Boston Sexy Liberal with you. So they endorsed President Biden in Philadelphia. That was kind of a BFD. I think they picked Philly because that's where Sexy Liberal's going next.
Exactly.
I think they mentioned that. Yeah.
It's your opening act.
Yeah.
It's the Kennedy family.
Yes.
The Kennedy family singers are your opening act.
What do you make? I mean, I don't know what to make of any polling, Charlie. What do you make of the polling showing Bobby Kennedy Jr. now hurting Trump more than Biden?
I think Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to wind up being an empty suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going back between Biden and Trump as to who he hurts the most, then he's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. Here's one thing I am worried about. We haven't had a chance to talk about with all the other, going on. Dr. Brown tweets, Louis DeJoy will do everything he can to undermine Joe Biden and the entire 2024 election. He must be removed from the office of postmaster. Why is this guy still in?
I have no idea. And I haven't heard a good explanation yet.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, maybe I just don't understand how the USPS works. But why that guy is still in place is beyond me.
And now,
I don't know.
And now, of course, Trump has turned on a dime and talked about his people should vote by mail.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute, what's up? Is he talking to Louis DeJoy? I mean, it's just, you start with this Trump Tower meeting on this election interference, realize the Trump-Russia election interference meeting happened there. You're like, what else don't we know about ways they're figuring out to cheat?
Is there a special, election wrecking, rat-humping conference room in Trump Tower where they all meet?
Specifically. Like Aaron Spelling had a gift-wrapping
room.
There's
like leftover tuna fish sandwiches from 2016.
Remember Candy Spelling had a gift-wrapping room?
Did.
Yeah, and there probably is. There's a room that's just for election f***ery in Trump Tower. Thank you, Charlie. All right.
I live for Candy Spelling references. Who the hell is Candy Spelling?
Aaron Spelling's widow. Yes. Well, right. The wife, and they had like the biggest house in.
Oh yeah, it was huge.
Beverly Hills. I know it was 11 billion square feet.
It was 60,000.
Tori's stepmom.
Yes.
Yes.
She's Tori's mom. Tori's
Jody sister. Hamilton knows that it was 60,000 square feet.
Yes.
Yeah. Which you must have if you need a gift wrapping room. I mean, you need room. Where are you going? You can't put it near the bowling alley.
All right, had that too.
All right, Charlie, we love you.
Do you think people used to come up to Candy Spelling and go, S-N-I-C-K-E-R-S, Snickers?
Okay. All right. Goodbye, Charlie. Hurry up and go gather your Kennedys for Boston Sexy Liberal. We love you. Goodbye. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dunn. I'm done with debt. I'm done.
Yay.
Right? Listen, you know I already have insomnia. That's why I'm bothering you in the middle of the night.
Telling you to go back to bed.
You know, system traps you in debt. Am I right? High interest credit cards, loans make it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. You're living paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt can be your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. They analyze all the debt options that you qualify for, and they know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff and negotiators know how to get you debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan.
Yay.
Right? It's like, right when you get a bee sting and you're like, do I pee on it? What do I do to it? And you're like, no, that's not right. You're just going to make it worse.
Yeah, that would make it worse.
Yeah. Well, people don't know. They panic. Okay, don't do bankruptcy. Don't do a loan. Call Done With Debt. Done With Debt, the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry. Some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy it is. Just go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh dear, I posted that unfortunate video again of me dancing to Sexy MF in front of the Prince mural. He was silently judging me, Sean.
I'm sure he was.
I could feel him staring at me. Someone please put a pencil on her tongue. Okay, we have some breaking news. Prosecutors in Trump's hush money trial said he violated the gag order 10 times. Oh, we're up to 10 times.
We're up to 10.
But they did not ask seek jail time as a sanction. Why? Because every party's got their poopers. Really? This is a waste of a perfectly good 45 in jail t-shirt from StephanieMiller.com that I wore today. So what happened here is precisely what this order was designed to prevent, and the defendant doesn't care. We are not yet seeking incarceratory penalty. That seems like an unnecessarily difficult way to say it. Incarceratory penalty. Yet the defendant seems to be angling for that. Yeah, I'll see. What does this stupid lawyer say? Just to set the record very straight and clear, President Trump does, in fact, know what the gag order allows him to do and not allow him to do. No, he obviously doesn't. Oh, my God, he's doing specifically what the gag order says not to do. Oh, okay. The only thing more annoying, and Joy Reid agrees with me on Threads, is those Lume commercials. I've been stuck on this for a while now. This is why she completes me. And she's been listening ever since she lived in Miami. She had to have gotten this from me. She said the same thing I do. Am I the only one who deeply despises those Lume commercials? Just take a daily shower, for God's sakes, and wash your entire body in bits. Problem solved. Stop tormenting us. I did a whole bit in Minneapolis with hairspray. Just made it seem like I was, you know, just freshening up my bits for the audience. You wash? What the hell? What is with that lady? She's just like, wow, that is like South Street Seaport at noon. Woo, am I sorry. Yikes. That's like someone left the entire China Shore tournament out in the sun for a few hours. What?
And doesn't that stuff last for like 3 days or something?
I don't know. I don't understand. I have another Women We Love story about Hannah Waddington.
Oh, I love her.
And you have a 1 degree of Carol Burnett separation story because of course you do. So we'll do that.
I love her.
And JoJo from Jurors next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Pancake Wednesdays are always fun. You never know who might stop by.
The John and Gordy Show will be back from Short Stack Eatery.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.